Since my experience with the GoPro cameras that I possess turned out to be pretty interesting, I figured I would make a video describing what I think are positive and negative aspects of those two cameras. So I guess today's video is going to be about the GoPro camera Session Hero and the 8 Black. GoPro Session Hero is actually the camera recording right now, and I've had it for 3 years, and I'm extremely satisfied with its performance. I like the video it takes, and I like the colors, especially the brown color of this room. I don't plan to change it, but there have been a few issues. For example, that it heats up after like 20 minutes or so of constant use. It does heat up quite a bit, enough to make me worry that it might burn, that if I leave it on for a long time it might burn up or something. A second issue is that the mic is not great. The reason I use these mics and then lay it into the video is because of its native mic. It's not quite as good. But other than that, it's great. Also, it doesn't have 4K resolution, and it doesn't have time-lapse settings, which I guess that's not what it was created for, right? So a couple of weeks ago, because I wanted to have those settings, I purchased the GoPro 8 Black, which is advertised to have time-lapse and 4K resolution. And to test it, me and one of my kids, we decided to go to Marfa and try to capture in video the mysterious Marfa lights. And lo and behold, the camera did take great video. The mysterious lights did not show up that night, but the video did turn out pretty great. So the camera performed exactly the way I was hoping. It did take great images. Pretty amazing, in the true sense of the word, amazing. So as anybody can see, I was extremely satisfied with the results of the camera. Very much like a telescope that amplifies or gathers more light to amplify an image, that camera, because of the time lapse, it in a sense amplifies time. And so you're able to see things that would not be obvious to the naked eye, and which is what happened there. Because of that camera, GoPro 8 Black, I think pretty conclusively we were able to prove, me and my kid were able to prove, that the lights that appear directly in front of that viewing structure just outside of Marfa, that those lights are actually traffic lights on Route 67. So like I was saying earlier, I was completely satisfied. I was happy with the results of that camera. But when we got here and I downloaded the video to my computer, I realized that the night time-lapse settings were not set to the highest resolution. They were actually set to 1080 instead of the 4K setting. And I was a little bit confused. Why would they do that? Why lower the resolution when you would want to see as much detail as possible, right? The good thing is that the camera is very easy to modify. It's very easy to modify those settings. So I set it to 4K, and I set it up in my backyard, and I pointed it to the sky, to the eastward sky, limited by my trees. And I let it go overnight. One issue with the camera is that the battery life doesn't last that long, but that's easily overcome by setting it up with an external battery. With its native battery, it'll last about 2 hours, but with an external battery, it'll last pretty much indefinitely. So again, the video that was created by that camera, setting it up, modifying the settings to 4K, were amazing. It was actually pretty amazing looking video of the night sky as the lights, as the stars go up from the horizon and out of frame of the camera. It was actually pretty interesting video, and again, we captured a few satellites going by. So because even though the camera was set up for 6 hours, the actual video was about 5 minutes long, I was able to watch it again and again, looking for different parts of it, seeing what more interesting things it had captured. So after viewing it a few times, I noticed one seemingly static star in the right upper corner of the frame, completely static. completely not moving. As all the stars would move across the sky, that one stayed right there, which I thought was very strange. For a second, I contemplated the idea that maybe it's a satellite that has a stationary orbit. As the Earth rotates, those satellites stay in a relative position to the Earth through its orbit. But then I realized that it couldn't possibly be a satellite. The satellite, when the sun is not hitting it, it's completely invisible to the naked eye or to that camera. It would not be able to see it. So it must be something else, and obviously it had to be a dead pixel. But then after watching it again, I noticed that there was another star-like object next to it, and eventually I ended up finding three. So it had formed a triangle, sort of like a 60-degree triangle. And again, me fantasizing, I contemplated the idea that maybe it's a UFO. It's that triangle-shaped UFO that they've seen over there in Europe back in the 80s, I think. Or maybe over here in Arizona. But obviously, it was three dead pixels. So what I did to prove that it was dead pixels, I said to run the same settings in a dark room, in a room without anything, where everything would be completely dark, and then see if those three dots would show up. And obviously, if they showed up, then they're dead pixels. But unfortunately, not only were those three triangle-shaped stars in the same location, but the whole frame was full of dead pixels. Some red, some blue, most of them just white. It looked like a still image of the night sky. So because of this, I suspect that's why they said it. They said the night time-lapse option with 1080, because with 4K, dead pixels show up. These dead pixels are only visible in a dark video. They're not visible in, for example, a daylight video. So this camera didn't quite work out exactly how I had hoped, even though I think I was able to produce pretty good, interesting videos that pretty much scientifically proved certain things about the Marfa lights. The camera said at 4K, even though it still produces great videos, the videos are defected because of those dead pixels. I decided to return it, and now I'm contemplating, should I buy the same camera, a different camera, but the same GoPro 8 Black, to see if it has the same defects. So I couldn't decide what to do, if to either buy that camera or buy a different one and then test it with 4K and time-lapse features. And maybe this is an issue with 4K. So hopefully what I have described will help other people decide if they do or don't buy this camera. Like I said earlier, I was very satisfied with the images that it produced. I was not satisfied with its 4K resolution setting, especially if you're planning to take nighttime video. So I guess that's it.